WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
One of the interesting observations on the 2014 Atlantic hurricane season has been the presence of dry air and Saharan dust over the southern Atlantic, which has resulted in a relative absence of the cloud cover usually associated with the intertropical convergence zone. The ITCZ is a band of low pressure stretching around the Earth at the equator. It is formed by the vertical ascent of warm, moist air from the latitudes immediately adjacent to the equator. Air drawn into the intertropical convergence zone by the action of the Hadley cell creates a macroscale atmospheric feature that is part of the Earth's heat and moisture distribution system. Regions in the intertropical convergence zone receive rainfall on over 200 days in a year. The location of the intertropical convergence zone varies with time. It tends to be located under and near where the sun's rays are most direct. However, the mean or average position of the ITCZ is located north of the equator. Over land, it can move back and forth across the equator following the sun. Over oceans, where the convergence zone is usually better defined, the seasonal variation is more subtle as the convection is constrained by the distribution of ocean temperatures. Variation in location of the ITCZ drastically affects rainfall in many equatorial areas, resulting in wet and dry seasons of the tropics rather than cold and warm seasons of higher latitude. Longer-term changes in the intertropical convergence zone can result in severe droughts or flooding in nearby areas. Within the ITCZ, the average winds are slight, unlike the zones north and south of the equator, where the trade winds occur. Early sailors called this belt of calm the doldrums because of the inactivity and stagnation they found with days of little or no wind. Now, the ITCZ does play a role in tropical storm formation. One factor for tropical cyclogenesis is a low-level vorticity, and the ITCZ fills this need as a zone of wind change and speed, otherwise known as horizontal wind shear. As the ITCZ migrates more than 500 kilometers from the equator during the respective hemisphere's summer season, increasing Coriolis force makes the formation of tropical systems within this zone possible. In the North Atlantic and the Northeastern Pacific Oceans, tropical waves move along the axis of the ITCZ, causing an increase in thunderstorm activity, and under weak vertical wind shear, these clusters of thunderstorms can become tropical cyclones. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.